Thank you, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a Merry Christmas to you all. It's Town Hall tonight.
Listen, Fred, you're in the wrong shed. Who's next, Captain Baruch?
A wisp of a whack, and she's pretty as a picture.
Oh, she's got a nice frame,
too.
What's your name, dear, and where do you come from?
Corporal Peggy Reynolds, and I was born in Albury, Vermont.
And what did you get in your stocking for Christmas?
I got him.
Oh, that's interesting. What are you going to do with him?
I'm going to marry him on New Year's Eve.
Well, introduce me.
Oh, here's that I love him soldier of mine, Corporal Bill Patterson.
Well, congratulations, Bill. Say, Bill, this is an educational program, you know. Tell me, what's it like to be in love?
I don't know. It's awful hard to explain. It's just something that breaks out all over you all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. Say, what about the honeymoon?
We're going to have a 7-day honeymoon.
Well, that's fine. Where did the boy meet girl?
Right here in Algiers, in the museum.
In the wax museum?
Well, no, not exactly.
Bill, tell me, where did you propose?
From the very spot where I met her, on the bench in the museum.
I can see you waxed eloquent. By the way, Bill, where do you come from in the state?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Now, look, you live in Des Moines, in Iowa. Peggy lives in Vermont. Where are you going to live after the war?
We're going to settle down in the quaint old homestead in New York City.
Why is everybody so happy? What's the cause of all the mirth? Next thing you know, they'll be saying Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you. Hey, listen, Betty, what's going on here? I know you're not Boyer or Allen or Sparks. Who are you?
I'm Private Sandsack.
Well, you'll be a Sandsack, Betty, if you don't tell me quick. Now, look, the MPs are coming around the corner. What's your name?
Well, seeing you put it that way, Sarge, it's Staff Sergeant Danny Webb. I come from Hollywood, California.
Well, what have you got for Christmas?
Quite a lot of things, but the best of all were the laughs from the GIs I've been entertaining overseas for the last year.
Well, thanks a lot, Sergeant Danny Webb. And who's next, Captain Baruch?
Well, here's a soldier who's got more stripes on his arm than a zebra. Looks like a fugitive from the El Morocco Club. But he got his stripes the hard way in the real Morocco. His name is Master Sergeant Irving Levinson.
And he hails from Stamford, Connecticut.
Well, step up, Sarge. How are you? Where did you go for Christmas?
I got $1,000 from Uncle Sam.
I won it in a war bond raffle.
Well, congratulations. And what are you going to do with it?
What a honeymoon.
Me and a girlfriend are going to have.
Hey, did Santa Claus give you anything special?
Sure thing. My sister sent me a box of dehydrated borscht.
Dehydrated borscht. Are you going to say that for your honeymoon, too? Never mind, brother. It's been a pleasure. And so the hourglass runs low, and as the midnight sun sinks over the can of dehydrated borscht, we say farewell to the picturesque sidewalks of North Africa.
Hey, Johnny, you like to buy fine rug from Wells Fair? Only 250 francs.
Imshi, Mohammed, Imshi.
Thank you, Sergeant. You have been listening to the Sidewalks of North Africa, featuring the interviews of Sergeant George the Real McCoy and the news and views of that yank about town, Sergeant Dick Bruner. And so this is Captain Andre Baruch wishing you a happy holiday on behalf of your sons and daughters overseas who, though far from home this Christmas, know that they have a job to do so that someday all the world may truly know the meaning of Merry Christmas. And now to Robert St. John in New York.
If on this Christmas day you had the right to one great wish, what would it be?
It would be two wishes in one, the second dependent upon the first. I would wish that there could be peace on earth. I would wish that all who are separated this day because of the war could be reunited.
Christmas Reunion.
This is Robert St. John, and this is a program called Christmas Reunion, brought to you by the National Broadcasting Company. It's going to be a long program because we've got many places to go, all around the world, as a matter of fact, bringing us civilians to our men in arms, and our men in arms to us civilians. There'll be professional entertainment from Hollywood and New York. There'll be GI entertainment from Chungking in Miami, from Guadalcanal in Iceland. We wish we could make a wish come true. Doing the next best, we are grateful to be able to present NBC's Christmas Reunion. In London, England, just 100 years ago, a new story was heard for the first time. It was Charles Dickens' deathless work, A Christmas Carol. The crippled hero Tiny Tim cried, "God bless us, everyone." Well, God bless us, everyone, in this Christmas reunion with London, England.
Christ was born. Night has long since fallen, but for the first time since the war began, lights twinkle round about among the Judean hills. The blackout has been lifted for Christmas. I have seen the golden splendor of the sacred shrines, the grotto visited by the wise men of the East. But just now I'm looking out on a church full of men and women who are your sons, your brothers, your husbands, your sisters and daughters. The choir you hear is an American Army choir, organized and led by Army chaplains. The organist who is playing now is an American soldier. The rest, the officers and men, Red Cross girls and nurses, have come to the Holy Land to spend Christmas as guests of the American Red Cross. They are now taking part in this program, which joins across so many miles our soldiers overseas here at the birthplace of our Savior. With you, the loved ones to whom their hearts turn as you sit beside the many firesides in our own great nation. For here in Bethlehem today is born anew the hope of peace and the things of peace. For this is Christmas.
I think they will, Sergeant. It's being broadcast.
I hope so anyway.
I hope so, too.
That song is my mother's favorite carol, and I sure hope she heard it. My mother and Dad always liked that one, too.
I can remember one Christmas I was driving home just on Christmas Eve. The house and lawn and trees and everything had snow on them. It was cold and sort of bright. I just swung the car into the drive when I heard the family singing, and that's what it was. I could just hear it across the snow.
My family used to sing carols, too. I guess most Americans do. But I don't think I ever appreciated them as much as I do now.
No, this is something not many of us get to do. This is really where Christmas comes from. I think I realized that when they showed me the red and yellow globes, just like the ones we hang on trees at home. But these are the ones that hang over the ancient church place, and they mean that Christ is the light of the world.
The candles in the altars made me think of the ones that we used to put in our windows at home. They do, but sometimes I can hardly believe I've come from America ever. It seems like I'm two persons, one just an ordinary American guy, and the other, somebody who lives in a different world. These soldiers here in this dim light, with candles and all, might as well be crusaders, and I one of them. The quiet of the church, and organ and all, time doesn't seem to mean much here, or wars. While Sir Lancelot were to walk through that door right now, I wouldn't be surprised. I have sort of a strange feeling, too. Sort of lifted up, I guess. And I don't feel like I'd ever seen Nebraska or New York. Yet, I keep thinking of home, too. Just like you said, Lieutenant, as if I was two guys. You know, Sergeant, there's something about a church like this. You see the American uniforms here now, and the choir looks GI enough. And yet I keep thinking there are a lot of other people here, all the millions of people who have come to see where Christ was born and stayed in the church and thought the same things we are thinking. Maybe it's a silence now in between the music. Here, even when you talk, it's silent. Maybe we're not the only ones talking. Maybe we're not the only ones singing. I don't know, really. That's the way it went. She had the sweetest voice, and her eyes were moist and bright. Sorry, Sergeant. I forgot where I was. We're talking in church, aren't we? Guess we'd better shut up and listen. Serving with the United States Army forces in the Middle East, we present our commanding general, Major General Ralph Royce.
I have never felt my responsibilities as a commanding general so deeply as tonight, because I am speaking for my men. I know that every one of them would like to be here in my place, telling you how much he misses you, how much he is thinking of home as the Christmas tide rolls by. For them, I wish you, each one of you, a full measure of Christmas joy, and with them found the hope of reunion with you before again we have the opportunity to say Merry Christmas.
God bless you all. And a Merry Christmas from Bethlehem.
Mrs. Van Kootren, if you're ready.
Thank you very much, Mr. St. John. But I think you've done just about enough, and I ought to be able to do a little something for myself.
Well, all right, then.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Emma Van Kootren. This is a very wonderful Christmas reunion for me, because the National Broadcasting Company has made it possible for me to speak with a few of my 10 children now in the services of their government. They've put their engineers and all facilities practically at my command. And believe me, I'm not going to be bashful. First, I'm going to call a daughter of mine, Adine. Adine is a private first class of the Women's Army Corps, stationed at Allied Force Headquarters in North Africa. Adine, it's going to be a grand thrill if I can hear your voice. Can you hear me, Adine Van Kootren, in North Africa?
I can hear you perfectly. Where are you, Mom? Mom, are you there?
Yes. I'm in New York, Adine.
In Radio City?
Yes. Right here in Radio City. That's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, of course it is. What I mean, would you have ever thought we'd be talking to each other on Christmas Day, Adine?
It's the same answer. I think it's wonderful. Mom, are you still working at Lansing, Five and Dime?
Oh, harder than ever, but it's lots of fun, Adine. I made most of the Christmas decorations for the entire store this year. But, Adine, how are you? And how are you feeling?
I've been feeling fine, Mom. What do you hear from Helen?
Oh, she's still stationed at Conway, Arkansas. And I'm going to talk to her in a few minutes, too.
Wish her Merry Christmas and say thanks for everything and ask her when she's coming over.
Well, Adine, if she had her way, she'd be over there with you right now.
I know that. How are the boys?
Well, there isn't time to talk about all of them, honey. But they're well. I've got to say goodbye now.
All right, Mom. Please write soon.
I will, Adine. All my love, and give my regards to the Sphinx. Now, another daughter of mine is Private Helen Van Kootren of the Women's Army Corps. She's stationed at the WAC Administration School in Conway, Arkansas. And I hope she's waiting in Little Rock now and able to talk with me. Are you ready, Helen?
You bet I am. Hello, Mom.
Oh, that's grand, Helen. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be better, honest to goodness, Mom.
Oh, I know it. I can tell by the look on that picture that you sent me that you're happy and contented.
Doesn't it look 100%?
Oh, it does. It's just grand. And I want you to know, Helen, I'm not alone today. I have a reader with me.
Oh, Mom, isn't that wonderful?
It is. It's just grand, Helen.
You tell her she's the luckiest one of the whole 10.
Oh, well, all right. We're happy and contented, and I'm glad you are.
Oh, so, I've just been grand, Mom.
All right, Helen. Goodbye now. And
good
maybe
luck,
next
Mom,
year
I
we'll...
I love you.
I know you do. We'll have a real Christmas next year.
Thank you, Mom.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Did you ever hear of an aguinaldo?
Well, it's a Puerto Rican festival song, and some of our soldiers in San Juan have formed their own aguinaldo groups, especially for NBC's Christmas reunion. Let's hear what a GI aguinaldo sounds like, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
This is San Juan, Puerto Rico.
The music, a traditional native aguinaldo.
Here in the Caribbean on this Christmas day, Puerto Rican boys whose language and customs derive from old Spain stand shoulder to shoulder with English-speaking lads from the mainland in defense of America's shores. In their camps today, these Puerto Rican boys sing their own Christmas carols, their aguinaldos, perhaps the oldest Christmas music of the New World.
The Spanish word aguinaldo means Christmas present.
The songs are the beloved melodies handed down from generation to generation and sung from time immemorial by strolling native musicians in quest of gifts. Listen now as Corporal Manuel Taronji, to the accompaniment of native guitars, cuatros and guicharos of soldier musicians from Fort Buchanan, sings Puerto Rico's own song of Christmas,
El Aguinaldo de Navidad.
Ya sale la aurora entre las dos luces, desterrando sombras y negros capuces. Oh, brillante estrella que anuncia la aurora, no nos falte nunca tu luz tiene que orar. Oh, brillante estrella que anuncia la aurora, no nos falte nunca tu luz tiene que orar.
Camina la Virgen con José su esposo, pues se acerca el tiempo del parto precioso.
Oh, brillante estrella que anuncia la aurora, no nos falte nunca tu luz tiene que orar.
Oh, brillante estrella que anuncia la aurora, no nos falte nunca tu luz, tiene que orar. De su casa sale la Virgen María, por orden del cielo a Belén camina. Oh, brillante estrella que anuncia la aurora, no nos falte nunca tu luz, tiene que orar. Oh, brillante estrella que anuncia la aurora, no nos falte nunca tu luz, tiene que orar.
And so you have heard from Puerto Rico, her soldiers, and her age-old music of the Christmas season. This is Harwood Hull Jr. in Puerto Rico, returning you now to Robert St. John in New York.
Cheek to cheek, no, feet to feet, and I'm not fooling unless atmospheric conditions upset our plans, for this is what we now propose to do. A soldier is standing at a microphone in Algiers in North Africa, and he's waiting to talk to another soldier at a microphone in Guadalcanal in the South Pacific Ocean. They're at exactly opposite points on the Earth's surface, or nearly so. So far as either one is concerned, the other is upside down, soul to soul, with only the whole wide world in between. Now, that's what I call a Christmas reunion. Come in, Algiers and Guadalcanal, feet to feet.
This is Algiers, North Africa, Private Paul Kearney calling Guadalcanal.
This is Guadalcanal from the Solomon Islands of the South Pacific Ocean. Technical Sergeant Theodore Cottage of Army Airways Communications speaking. Speaking, answering Algiers.
While standing on your head, as Bob St. John just said.
Well, that's the old school days wonder. Anybody back home who wants to take a globe and locate you in Algiers and me here in Guadalcanal can feel that it's true.
Find it hard to talk in that position?
Now, Algiers, you know perfectly well that I'm perfectly right side up in my own surroundings.
Of course, that's true, Guadalcanal. We're standing, however, at almost exactly opposite points on the face of this earth. It's kind of funny to think about it. Merry Christmas, feet to feet.
Yeah, like a couple of acrobats. Anyway, Algiers, you are a little late with your Christmas wishes, to me, except in spirit. Down here on Guadalcanal, it's almost 6:30 in the morning, on December 26th. It's still Christmas Day for you, isn't it?
Yes, here in Algiers, it's nearly 8:30 in the evening of December 26th. So there's still plenty of Christmas remaining in North Africa as we sit here looking out at the snow.
Snow? What do you mean, snow? You haven't any more snow up there than we've got down here on Guadalcanal.
Listen, soldier, we both dream, can't we?
Matter of fact, Guadalcanal. It's after
Reveille. Well, and good morning, Guadalcanal.
Good night, Algiers, and Merry Christmas.
We pause for station identification.